Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. The equipping of God's people comes by teaching and imparting the principles of Christ's kingdom as they unfold through the Holy Spirit today. Our focus is to make the scriptures alive, simple, and easy to understand. Now here's your host, Andy Taylor.
Welcome to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. We're really glad you're with us today. I'm in the studio with Gabe Edney.
Morning, AT. Good day, AT. Yeah. Whatever it is,
it's a great day.
Man, we've had a good week here, and we've had some great podcasts coming out lately. A lot of people talking about them, different things, about just getting some real stuff out of it, I believe.
Yeah, we like feedback. That helps us.
Yeah.
I still consider myself a rookie, and so we're getting better as we go. Well, hopefully, we're putting some stuff out there that people can find a practical place to use this stuff in their life, and that's the reason we're doing it, is to help give away what we have here, whatever that is, and to help people get along, get moving in their walk with the Lord. I think it's important, too. It's not when you listen to the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast, you're hearing me and Gabe Edney doing this stuff. There's a whole team of people, Gabe, that help us with this thing, and we wouldn't have got this thing going if it hadn't been for Ron and Sherry Jackson. They've helped us a lot. He's an experienced podcaster. And they've helped get all this stuff going. I'd have never been able to get all the technical stuff going. They've done a really good job doing that. And then Joel and Sandy Johnson, they're editing and they do the notes for, they're doing an outstanding job. And then there's an unnamed benefactor, he's chosen to be that way, who contacted me, came by and said, "Hey, have you thought about doing a podcast?" I said, "I've been thinking about it for 4 or 5 years." And he said, "Here." He gave me a check, said, "Go do it." So anyway,
here we are.
He chooses to be unnamed.
That's
so
cool.
So it takes a whole team of people to do that. And I couldn't really do that without giving at least some credit to the family right here at Trinity Fellowship in Sayre, Oklahoma, who've helped us flesh this stuff out for almost 35 years. Yeah. It takes a village, right?
Oh, man. It's just to raise you. I know it does. Ron has his own podcast as well.
Yes.
Yep. But Ron, very experienced in what he does. He's helped to set up this whole studio. He's helped.
Yep.
He's done quite a bit. So Ron, Sherry, you guys, everybody, thank you guys for helping us out here at the Kingdom Cowboy Podcast. We're going to move into what we finished up with last time was finding your place, finding a place in the church, finding a church, and how to find a church. And and what we conclude is find a church that's talking about the kingdom. Bottom line.
That's my opinion. Everybody might not agree with that. Jesus said it this way: seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. And so the kingdom of God should be at the forefront of, and at the forefront of leader, the mind of leaders who are leading the church in this season. I think it's that important. And I've said before, Gabe, I talk about the kingdom a lot. I talk about the church a lot. And the church is the answer for every negative thing that we see in the world today. There's a lot of that stuff right there. There's content, right? And so the church is the answer for that. And it's more important than just a counterculture where people go and get a spiritual touch or whatever. It is that, but it's a whole lot more than that. So Jesus said, "I'll build my church and the gates of hell won't prevail against it. And whatever you bind on earth, bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be bound in heaven or in the heavenly spirit realm." It's the church's responsibility to offset the darkness that exists in the world with the light that only comes from Jesus, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the church is that organism. It's the only organism on the whole planet that God has given the authority. You got to have the authority or you can't be trusted with the power. The only organism on the whole planet that God has given the authority and the power to cooperate with him and co-labor with him as he establishes his kingdom in the earth. That's a good place for an amen right there. Well,
bring it on. Amen. I'll give it to you. Hey, let me ask you how does the church and the kingdom relate together? When you get these two together, you're coming to church. How do you seek first the kingdom of God at church? These are just some of the basic questions that I think that a usual guy would ask that's just new in the game or just getting in the game. How do you relate those? I walk in and go, "Is this the kingdom?"
That's a great question. And a lot of people have taught erroneously, I believe, that the church is the kingdom. the church is not the kingdom, but it's included in the kingdom. And let me just say it this way. My Uncle Jack Taylor said this years ago. He was, I think, one of the most foremost voices on the whole planet for in speaking about and communicating about the kingdom of God. And while I'm on that subject, he has a book called Cosmic Initiative. I think you should get it because it's, my opinion, the best entry-level book on the kingdom. It's easy to understand, easy to read, and those kind of things. So the kingdom of God, Jack said it this way. He said when in the first chapter of the Bible, when it says, when God said, let there be light, Jack says, and his opinion of that is, and I guess I don't know how we're going to prove this, right? But let's talk about it. And he said, when God said, let there be light, light started going in every direction at the speed of light, and it hasn't stopped since God said that. Now, we don't have the instrumentation to measure that, but the more advanced that science and instruments, as those things develop, they discover other universes, they discover other realms and those, and all that. So that could really be true. And so that's the domain. It's king and kingdom domain, it's king's domain. That's the domain of which God rules. I say it's an ever-expanding kingdom. Maybe we'll learn a lot about that in the next life, right?
Yeah.
But all we can do now is just speculate a little bit. So it's kind of fun speculating, though.
And it takes more to speculate than just being logical.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about this before. Is just being logical, you think about your logical things around you. You can't think logical about what you just said. Your mind has to be opened up to go, yeah. Wow, God is big. It's big. But to be able to think that big, to think about how big he can, like light just is still going. From the day that he said that.
That's crazy. Well, it reminds me of a quote that the Lord gave me. I was about to go do, it was a real, every funeral serious, right? But I was about to go do a funeral of someone really close to our family. I knew this person was born again. It was a young person. I'm finishing up my notes, getting ready to walk out of my office. And I was thinking about salvation and how we just receive the Lord into our life, whether we ask or not. I ask, we use the terminology all the time, asking the Lord into your heart or into your life. That's not actually a biblical thing because there's not one single, you know, I get asked all the time, where in the Bible is that sinner's prayer? It's not there. You'd think that a principle that we've built the whole evangelical Christian faith on is praying a prayer that we don't find anybody in the Bible praying that prayer. It's interesting. That make you think a little bit. So Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And so I think how I've evolved to this place in my life and in my walk with the Lord is that he's there. And all we have to do is open the door of our heart and allow him to come in. And so that's how it starts. So back to the original question, how does the church and the kingdom, how do they relate to one another? The church is not the kingdom, but it's extremely, it's central to the activities of the kingdom. And I just taught on that recently, and there were several words that I used to try to make it really clear. I did three messages, 3 weeks in a row on the kingdom. And you could teach on the kingdom from now on and never exhaust content. It's the most profound, broad, vast subject that there is.
It's like the light example.
Exactly.
You could just keep teaching and keep teaching.
Yeah. Oh, and that quote I was going to, when I walked out of my office and I was thinking about all that, and this is what that still small voice said to me. Don't complicate with logic that which can only be understood and attained by faith. So if you're out there, you have adequate faith to at least start the process of understanding the kingdom. And you may say, Andy, do you understand the kingdom? I've barely scratched the surface, but it's been one of the central subjects of my whole life and existence for a long time now. But I still feel like I have just barely scratched the surface. And in a prayer time sometime last year, one morning, it seemed pretty clear, and I've kept it before the Lord. I keep getting a few things here and there, but I felt like the Lord said the kingdom is the new frontier in the time since felt like I heard that to now. Here's what comes to mind. One is, and I think I've said this, but I believe that this generation has the opportunity, golden opportunity, to see the kingdom of God manifest in a greater way, in a broader way than any generation prior to now has had the opportunity for. that becomes a big thing. And the kingdom becomes, the subject of the kingdom becomes, it really begins to stand out. What are some of the signs of the coming of the kingdom? It's people coming to the Lord in record numbers. It's happening around the world right now, Gabe, more so even than in the United States, but it's coming. It is coming in the United States as well. But I read something not too long ago where in the nation of Iran, hundreds of thousands of people are coming to the Lord in this Muslim nation. It is happening. It's happening now. So that word about the new frontier, it just says if it's a new frontier, there's things to learn. There's more things to learn. And I think if the attitude of your heart really wants to know about the kingdom, that attracts the favor, the attention, the grace, and the favor of God to give you, to show you more. So if you'll make the kingdom an important subject to you genuinely, then God's going to show you some things that you've not seen before. So there's things to learn, things to discover, new things to walk out, a lot of things to overcome. We'll get to that part because everybody I know right now is undergoing extreme testing. You would say that's not a good thing. It's not a fun thing a lot of the time, but it's a very good thing. And again, God tests our faith. He doesn't test our faith, so he'll know where we are in terms of our faith because he already knows, right? He knows those kind of things. But he tests our faith so we can know where we are. It's like one of those you are here signs in the mall. When we go through these things in life and we get tested to the core, and hopefully I'm better at this now at age 70 than I was. I'm getting better at it. Is that it's now my first response is to, when I'm going through something hard, which is nearly all the time, it's my first response now to say, okay, God, what are you doing? What are you trying to show me in this? And when James wrote his letter, he said, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Why did he say that? Because there is redeeming value in the trials, the problems, the roadblocks, all those things that you go through in your life. There's some redeeming value in those things because those things really figure into us being conformed into the image of Jesus. And we're being refined like gold. Well, everybody would say amen to that, but how you refine gold is you get that old rock out of the mine that doesn't look anything like gold. Maybe you can see a little fleck or two of something that is shiny, but they heat that up to extreme temperatures and the impurities rise to the surface. They scrape the impurities off and they heat it up again. Pretty soon you've got pure gold. And so that's what's happening with you if you're listening. That's what's happening with me. That's what's happening with you. And we submit to that heating pressure process. And through those times, the impurities, just like the gold, the impurities come to the surface. And we're able to, we have the Bible talks about the gift of repentance. We have the ability to repent. Look at it another way. Turn from that. Let that not be a part of our life if that's what it is. Let it not be a part of our life anymore. And through that, we're being conformed into the image of Jesus, which is, that's kind of God's, that's his plan for us.
I think that is a great example of being able to, because you can't heat and pressure the gold up just one time. You're going to have to do it a few times. You're going to have to get in the fire a few times.
That's right.
And you're going to go through fire and you're going to continue to go through fire, but you're going to learn. I say learn, and like when you say it comes to the top, you're going to repent and go away from it.
Yes.
That. I don't think it's a one time. We live in a world now. It's so convenient. You want everything right now, instantaneously.
In talking about the kingdom, encourage, instruct people all the time. Really close, because if you're looking, you can see where the kingdom of God is coming. So here's one of the things that I see a trend in right now in this season. A lot of our people, a lot of my friends, a lot of people that you and I know are going through some of the deepest, hardest, most difficult trials they've ever been through in their life. People that have been walking with the Lord sometimes. And what I see is that this awakening that's happening in the earth right now is God, he needs people, Gabe, who have been through the fire and who are being seasoned and mature through the trials in their life. And so that's what James said, count it all joy, because of the value that comes from going through those trials. In those trials, number one, especially, like I said, this is the one thing I'm better at. I'm turning to the Lord right off. I'm not trying to figure my own way out again. Like, that's human nature to do that.
Yes.
But I've learned over the course of time to go to God first. And I'll tell you one thing that set everything in such a better perspective for me. So I was listening to a podcast with Jordan Peterson, and he was interviewing this guy named Eric Metaxas. I'd never heard of him. I've seen a lot of stuff he's done since then. He now has a movie out too called Letter to the American Church. But anyway, it was a whole hour and a half, 2 hour interview with Jordan Peterson. He talked about all these challenges that we go through in life, the ups and downs, the mountains and the valleys and all that. And he called it the Abrahamic adventure. And Abraham went out not knowing where he was going. Abraham wasn't a spiritual guy. He was just a man. He was a pagan, lived in a pagan nation. He had an encounter with God. And God said in that encounter, Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house. And so he did. It's helped me to look at all this stuff. And I'm telling you, it's revolutionary if you can pick up on this. And that is to look at everything that we go through now as an adventure. And the things that I run into now that would have normally caused me to mess my whole day up or get so preoccupied with a problem, you can't think and you can't. It's helped me so much to because of that perspective. But what he said is it's just part of the adventure. So if you're doing like we're talking about and making the kingdom a thing, an issue, and making it important to you, I'm telling you, you will never, ever get bored. Religion's boring. People going through the same motion all the time. It's the same old thing. You get your focus on the kingdom. You'll be so excited. And if you can start to see even the challenges that you're going through in your life right now as part of the adventure life, I wish I'd learned this a long time ago, but I'm going to make the best of it from here on out, is this life, my life. You guys out there and girls can decide on your own, but my life is an adventure. And it has everything you can imagine. It has some mountaintop experiences. It has some valleys. It has some heartbreak. It has some betrayal. It has all those kind of things. But the key thing is that we come out of this thing victorious. We just do. And people always like to say, I've read the end of the book and we win. That doesn't mean a whole lot if you're getting your butt kicked every day. So let's learn today to look at it as an adventure, the adventure that it is really supposed to be. It changes everything. If you'll do that, it'll change everything, how you see everything you encounter in life. So that whole thing about the kingdom being the new frontier, when you go through those times of testing and trials and you turn to the Lord, you see the Lord clearer. You learn a lot about Him, but you learn as much or more about yourself in those kind of times. And that's important. And I think that's part of what God wants us to do, is to learn about ourselves, how He's created us. We're pretty amazing creatures. And the reason for that is not because of who we are, what we do, but we're made in the image of God, Gabe. I've said it for a long time. It's more important to me to teach my people who they are than what they should do. And if you figure out who you are, then you'll be able to do what you're supposed to do. But so all this stuff reveals our true identity, who we really are, how God created us, and how significant to Him that we are, again, how significant that we are to Him in this specific time frame that we're in, that we've been given our time on the earth. So pretty important.
It is. I think we could talk about the kingdom quite a bit more and how it relates to the church, because I have plenty of other questions.
We really didn't get there. We're working our way there.
But we're going to have a part two of how the church relates to. And so if you guys want to listen to the next podcast, we're going to talk more about how the church relates to the kingdom. When you're going to church, how to see the kingdom, how to find the kingdom, because it's there. It's always there. It's always there. But Andy's going to explain more about that in the next podcast. So if you like what you're hearing here, make sure and tell your family and your friends to download the podcast, The Kingdom Cowboy, on your preferred platform. You can get us on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, iHeart, Player FM, Samsung, Podchaser, and Boomplay. And for Gabe Edney and Andy Taylor, we'll catch you on the next go. And if you want to hear more about the Kingdom Cowboy, Andy Taylor, go to andyrtaylor.com. For this podcast, we're out and see you on the next round.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for listening to the Kingdom Cowboy podcast, where we give a money-back guarantee. You'll be better when you leave than when you arrived. That's the outcome of listening to God's living word for this hour. Remember to subscribe to this podcast. If you would like to contact Andy with your questions or comments, you can do so at andyrtaylor.com.